The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a lot of my favourite people on the show today. Don Conroy, good afternoon.
Well, it's a great pleasure to see you, right?
Yeah, no, it's great to talk to you again.
How
so
are you doing?
We would have been sort of talking at this time regularly back in the day.
I got my hug. The bear's hug.
Just to tell people that back in the day on the Den, Don Conroy was famous for his hug, so much so that it was called the Don Conroy hug. So it was a side hug, wasn't it, Don?
So, yes.
Yes. So
you're just up beside you,
So great to see you. I'll get this out of the way in case we run out of time. So you're doing three art workshops on Saturday, 29th of June, as part of the Kaleidoscope Festival in Rossborough House in Blessington in Wicklow. And tickets for the festival, which starts on Friday 28th until and goes on till Sunday the 30th, are available at Ticketmaster. That's the Kaleidoscope Festival in Rossborough House. And you'll be showing people how to draw.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a very exciting festival for the family. And I think it's marvellous to engage families at events. This is a three-day event. They can even camp there. There's going to be food, of course, music, all kinds of entertainment, and I'll be doing some drawing.
Yeah.
I have three workshops on the Saturday.
When was the first time you were on television, Don? How many years ago?
My God, it was actually 1982.
Right.
My very first appearance. And I was just telling your researcher earlier that the first time I was on the Den, after it, I went down for coffee, and this woman came over to me. And she said, "Excuse me, were you on the television today?" I said, "Oh, yes, that was me." So I said, "Would you do me a great favour?" And I thought, she's going to ask me, will I get tickets for the Late Late Show or something? And she said, "Would you ever tell that fella from Dallas, you know who I mean?" And I said, "Sorry, from Dallas." She says, "He's so rude to his wife." "You know, J.R.," she said. "Would you ever have a word with him?" I said, "Well, I didn't know that. I'm not going to have coffee with him anymore." She says, "Well, that's right. That'll be good."
So there you go.
And I thought, that's the beauty of television.
Well, back in the day, it still had a mystery about it.
Yeah.
It still had a bit of mystery about it.
We were all together, you know?
Yeah.
I know you're sitting with all these Spice Girls.
Yeah. And you had an amazing connection with everybody.
Thank you.
No, you did. And I don't know how many times I saw you draw an owl, but it never tired. Where did the whole love affair with wildlife
come from? When I was about nine, I actually, my mother asked me to do a drawing for my aunt who was in hospital. So I did a drawing of a robin singing outside of a hospital window. It was a cartoon. And a woman inside of a big thermometer in her mouth. She actually sent that drawing over to England. And believe it or not, I won a book as a result of that. I came first in under 12s. And this book was all about the wildlife of Britain and Ireland. And that to me was such a treasure trove. I opened this up and thought, there were eagles, there were, you know, wolves, all kinds of wonderful things. And I loved it. And of course, I lived beside Herbert Park. And that place was everything to me, you know.
So that's your two loves in life, really. Well, apart from your family, but drawing and wildlife.
Initially,
came together at a very young age.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it always surprised me that people didn't draw. You know, I just assumed everybody did. And I was even saved from being beaten up by the school bully once because I drew him a picture.
Right.
He was beating up somebody else. And I was saying, "Would you leave him alone?" You know. And he said, "I'm going to beat you up after school." I said, "Oh, God." So, and I was waiting for them, you know. So I said to the teacher, "Can I clean the blackboard? Can I put away the books? Will you get out? Get out, get out." When I went out, the bully was waiting for me with his two friends. And they were just about to beat me up. And then he said to me, "Well, I won't beat you up if you draw me a picture of Tarzan." So I saved you.
That was an odd request.
It was.
Hey, I know that there's one of those school strike protests about the environment on in Dunleary or Monkstown today.
Right.
And you've always, again, like Pauline McLean, you've always been talking about the environment. And do you get a little bit despondent about the way the world's going?
No, I don't really, to be honest with you, because there's an awful lot of fear being thrown out there all the time. And I think nature's a great healer. And it takes people, the human being, to use their imagination. And of course, it's insane to pollute your own homeland, you know. So, I hate to see, you know, litter and all that stuff, and especially plastic in the ocean and all that. You know, there's no need for it, you know. But at the same time, I think we live in a magical world, and we needn't be throwing all these, you know, fears at people to such an extent that they want to just give up. And you know. Because I went to a school once, and they were shown Inconvenient Truth several years ago. And the teacher said, "Oh, it's great to see you, Don. And will you be drawing?" And I said, "Yeah, of course I will. I'll tell them some stories." They said, "The children are quite upset. They're quite depressed." And I said, "Why?" "Well, they were all watching The Inconvenient Truth. I made sure they all watched it." And all the poor children were so traumatised.
Yes, yeah.
And then, of course, the second part of it is that adults are to blame for everything then, you know. And then you start looking with, you know, fallen eyes. You kind of, you end up having a negative view of the world.
And where's hope?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's one thing to get out of the Pandora's box.
Yeah. Because you do need hope, and it's
essential.
You can understand, even as an adult, I find it overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, global warming and climate change and all that, and what can we do as an individual to change that?
Yeah.
So as a child, you can understand, it'd be just completely.
You just, absolutely. Yeah. And if you hit with one big drama after the other, then, you know, people are absolutely, they just want to turn off the light.
So
but
you've
it's
children,
far from the truth.
You've children and grandchildren. How many grandchildren have you got?
Would you believe I have nine?
Nine? Right, and what are the ages?
All various, all in steps, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with two of them earlier. Violet, who was five, and Ryan, who was 2.5.
Right.
And Fionn, who's just gone 2, and, you know. And then there's Alana, and there's Naomi. And I took Naomi for a walk with Richie, you know, Richie.
Yeah.
He was asking for you, by the way. Right. And this is interesting what little children say. I was walking in this nature place and it was full of the wind turbines. And she looked up and she said, "What are they?" And I said, "Well, they're called wind turbines." "What are they doing where the birds are?" You know, out of the mouth of babes, you know.
Yeah.
She's only 3, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to answer that, isn't it? Yeah.
You know?
So when I knew you lived in Dublin, I believe you moved down to Wexford.
Yes.
What was the thinking there?
Well, again, there was various reasons, but I had friends down there, still have, of course. And then I was doing a lot of radio programmes down there. And not competing with you. And then, but I was quite remote. And my wife does suffer from a lot of allergies and that. So then we thought about it. And of course, the family were all in Dublin.
Mm.
So we've moved to Wicklow.
Right.
And we love Wicklow. So we're there, you know, for the past few months. And it's lovely to go for a walk. And people come up and chat with you, you know, for various reasons. But there's, I think if politicians, dare I say the words, take time to listen to the general public, what they have, there's the wisdom in the ordinary people is extraordinary. And I always marvel at that.
You've been to so many schools over the years. Like, have you ever tried to tot up how many children you've spoken to?
No, I haven't. But in fact, I'm involved in another one in Wexford at the moment. There's a lovely program they have, a Wildlife and School Scheme, with Cliona Connolly from the Wexford County Council. And they're so enthusiastic about getting a good message across and balancing it, you know, with nature and art and the environment and all the things. So it's all done with joy rather than fear.
Mm.
And I think that's, to me, very important.
So you're still going into primary schools?
I am. And libraries. And you know what's nice now? Going to libraries, I've now been asked to talk to the adults. So I go to the children, maybe on one day, and 2 days later I'm talking to adults in the evening with something totally different.
But of course a lot of the adults will remember you from your den days.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're still writing
I'm
away.
I'm like a time lord.
Do you mind me asking what age you are, Don?
I'm turning this up 70 soon.
You're 72?
No, 70 soon.
You're 70 soon, yeah. Right.
Okay. So 69.
Right, you're looking great on it.
Oh, you're very kind.
Still a full head of hair. I was just saying...
No, that's
a
wig, sorry.
You've obviously got a portrait in the attic. So I better give this a plug again.
Yes,
so
very
Kaleidoscope
important.
Festival in Rusborough House in Bleston in Wicklow, and it's on from Friday 28th till Sunday the 30th of June. And yes, tickets are available at Ticketmaster, and you'll be there.
Yeah.
So you're still writing. When is your next book out?
Well, I would say I'm in the process of working on two at the moment, but I've just finished a book called Shakespeare and Ratback. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I'm trying to introduce young people to Shakespeare. Because when you go from national school to secondary school or whatever, it's pretty traumatic to try and get grips with Shakespeare.
Mm.
But if you do, the pleasure you will get from discovering Shakespeare.
So it's called Shakespeare and Ratbag.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So it's a bit perverse. But
Will you please say a big hello to Don? I had my first joint exhibition with Don. So you do a pause there.
You have me worried there.
I had my first joint exhibition with Don many, many years ago in Newbridge. He's amazing, a very fine human being, says June in Kildare.
Oh, that's right.
Don,
thank
great
you,
to see you again.
Likewise, sir.
Really good to see you.